boy. The wrapping up in a bundle of joy. When the Christmas
sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Hello, good morning, everyone. We are in the Christmas week. In 3 days, I believe we will be celebrating the Christmas. So I would like to say that Merry Christmas. And this is concerning the Christmas is the birth of Jesus Christ celebration. This was chronologically studied. Some of the authors, the chronological review of the life of Christ was a book written by Dr. Hofer, who is a professor of theology in Dallas Theological Seminary. So in his studies also, they have come up with the birth of Jesus was somewhere in 25th of December, and also another suggestions was in January. Now, these timings were the timings of winter, but they believe that this was a very dry winter that was not that very effective. Now anyway, we have Jesus Christ was born in the earth. It was a historical event. It was documented in the Roman calendar. So we have the birth of Jesus is very wonderful experience that the Lord sent his son as he promised. If we look back in the book of Genesis, we can see that prophecy of the birth of Jesus was declared in Genesis 3:15. Though there was no name was given, the person's identity was not given, none of those was given, but it was just a flat out prophecy. God promised it to Adam and Eve that the woman who was cheated by Satan, and the woman will have a seed, and that seed shall be bruised by the snakes, but thou shalt bruise his heel. So the bruising here is referring to what Jesus go through as a child of Mary, who we found to be Jesus' mother was Mary, and her son had been bruised by the serpent or the Satan on the cross, but he crushed his head. Satan was crushed by Christ in his battle with good and evil, and Jesus Christ God victoriously defeated devil, and he gave his life as a ransom for the believers. Those who believe in his name will have eternal life. And the death of Christ was as a result of a sin offering, and it was a sacrifice that in place of everyone to die, Jesus died for their place. Now, this is about Christmas. The story of Christmas is starting from, we read the Christmas story in Matthew chapter 1, the birth of Jesus. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about in verse 18. The mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they come together, she was found to be with child. The Holy Spirit, because Jesus, her husband, was a righteous man, the husband means the one going to be the husband, and wanted to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. So even today and those days, the matrimony or the wedding is consummated or conducted after the betrothal. So here in this case, only betrothal was happened, and the husband and wife going to be, they go their own way, go back to their own homes, they don't live together, but here Joseph find out before the wedding time that Mary is pregnant. Now we see the how this miracle happened. Joseph became very suspicious, and after that saw that he wanted to divorce her privately without making any bad name to her, because someone like that get pregnant before getting married, before a relationship with her own husband, that person has to be taken out publicly and to be stoned to death. That's the Judaic law. And basically, woman and husband to be also need to be kept holy, and as a virgin, the wife, Mary was, but we do not know if Joseph was married before. So here we are only talking about the purity of the Virgin Mary. Now, as this thought was in Joseph's heart, after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because she is conceived by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." And this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So when Joseph wake up from the dream, he had this the visitation of the angel in his dream, and he believed the angel, and he was a God-believing person. Joseph, he accepted Mary at the time they were decided. The Bible does not talk about the wedding which happened here with Mary and Joseph. But we know Joseph was ready to receive Mary. Now, in the writings of Luke, the gospel writer, it says, in those days, the story goes this way: in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. Now we see that Joseph was in the lineage of King David, and his family, David's family, lived in Bethlehem of Ephrathah in the tribe of Judah. So everyone have to go back their own tribe, because the fact is that the Jewish people, their wealth or property is registered under their father's name, and they have to go back to their father's or their own birthplace. So that's why Joseph had to go. And at this time, Mary also was a descendant of David. So Mary come to the lineage of Nathan, a son of David, and Joseph come directly under Solomon, who became the king after David. Now, under the lineage of Solomon, Joseph should have been the king when they returned after the return from Babylonian exile, and after this is the time after the kingship was not existed. They were under the rule of half-time, mostly by Syrian rulers, and also later under the Romans. So the kingship was not existing. If it was, Joseph was supposed to be king on the lineage. If you go to the chronology and look at the genealogy of Joseph, and then you see Jesus in the genealogy at the end of Joseph's genealogy. In the first chapter, it starts with the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Now, it starts from Abraham's birth father as the father, and then continue giving his son's name Isaac, Jacob, and then come to Judah. And then in the Judah's tribe, it comes up all the way to Matan, the father of Jacob, and Jacob, the father of Joseph, and Joseph of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So Jesus Christ was born in the lineage of the king. So his earthly adopted father was the lineage of the king. So he is eligible to be the king. So we do not know the history of Joseph very much, but we know that he married Mary and they had this son born, and his name was called Jesus, as the angel have told Joseph, because he will deliver you, your people, from their sins. His name shall be called Jesus. The name Jesus only means the Savior, which was the name which was given to in the Old Testament time. It was Joshua, and Joshua is the another form, and his English or Greek name was Jesus. So basically, Jesus means the Savior or Messiah. Now, we have read from the book of Gospel of Luke, and so Joseph went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the town of David. Because he belonged to the town of David, he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting the child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them to be in this inn. Praise God. So, after this, the first people who heard the birth of Jesus was the shepherds, who were sleeping outside with their sheep. And we see that written in the second chapter of Luke, verse 8 onwards. And there was this information given by the angel. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news, a great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior was born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in the clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with angel, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." So now we see, as we read forward, we can see that the shepherds decided to go and see the baby Jesus in the manger. So we understood from this reading that we can see that this the first people who went to visit Joseph's and Mary's child was the shepherds. Now, after that, we will see a little bit more history about the birth of Jesus from Matthew. See, then another group of people who heard about the birth of Jesus by looking at the star, they are from the eastern countries. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." Now, it is interesting that how did the people of the East know that the king of Jews will be born? Where is the one who was born of the king of the Jews? Now, we have to understand that the Jews were in exile before this in many parts of the Persian Empire and before that in Babylon. Now, the 10 tribes were taken by Assyrian emperor in B.C. 720 and 721 and 22, and 10 tribes of them were taken to Assyrian countries and also in Media and the countries they were ruling. And I would think that the information were known to the people of that land, other lands, through these exiles, probably. And they all came to know that Jews will have a king. There will be a Messiah coming. Then we will be rescued. We will be saved by the Messiah. And because the Messiah is going to be our king, and I believe that is how the Jews believed, and that is how the Jews are going to believe even today, majority of them. Now, they did not understand. One of the fact is that the first advent of the Jesus or the Messiah will be as a savior. The savior, Jesus or Messiah, must die for his people, which is what Jesus have done. Now, the prophecies came fulfilling. The first prophecy was the woman's son or woman's child will come and he will crush the serpent's head from Genesis 3:15. And after that, Adam's children born and many generations passed until we find Abraham from the generation of Noah's son Shem. Now, Noah's son Shem and his generation Abraham comes to, and Abraham's generation, because Abraham was called by God and he was searching God and he was a God believer, the only God believer in his time, and God chose him and in his family that God was going to send his son Jesus Christ. Now that took another several generations, and after that Jesus was born in Bethlehem where it was prescribed by the prophets. First, the prophecy, next prophecy is saying that in Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, that we just read that part in the book of Matthew, from the Gospel of Matthew. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. A virgin, one time in the world history, and never will be again, that a virgin will be pregnant. That it said in the first Genesis 3:15, it's going to be a woman's child, not a man's child. This son, this boy, this child who was going to be born, don't have an earthly father. The father, earthly father, Joseph, who adopted, as an adopted father, we have to count him like that, because he was a spouse, he was to be marrying this virgin called Mary. And God chose this young lady, Mary, to be the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, and we see that in the Gospel of Luke, that the angel appearing to Mary and telling her, you are blessed, that the God's child is going to be born out of you, because she was receiving grace of God. It said that you received grace, and God is going to honor by sending his son through you. And Mary believes. At the moment she believes, the Holy Spirit engulfed her, and by the power of Holy Spirit of God, the Son God Christ came in and entered into her birth, took birth in her. And this is how Jesus took birth. You see, nothing is impossible by God. Mary was asking, I don't know. At the time, she said, I don't know my husband and how it shall happen. And the angel said, there is nothing impossible by God. And Mary just believes, and she became conceived by the child. Now, we see that from the Gospel of Luke that the angel was sent from God unto the Galilee named Nazareth. There were many virgins traditionally wait in the family of God, which is in the family of Jewish nation, the Davidic covenant, the family of David or family of Judah. And many of them waited, but God chose the most humblest and most lowly, and the girl or the young woman has been chosen by God. Amen. It said, Mary, fear not, the angel says in chapter, in the first chapter. Here it says in the Luke, verse 29, and saying, what manner of salutation is this? When the angel said, grace be art, thou art young woman, you are being blessed. And the angel said to her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. So this is Jesus, the name was given to Mary, and also the name was given to Joseph also, the same angel Gabriel. Then he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. For his kingdom there shall be no end. And then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost will come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth also in the old age has been with a child. So talking about the birth of John the Baptist 6 months before the birth of Jesus Christ. So it happened to be in the Gospel of Matthew, we read that after this thing happened, Jesus was born, and eastern countries from Media, Persia, India, these locations, kings, they call the Magi's, they came, to visit the King Jesus. Now, Jesus, after the birth of Jesus, this was what happened. They arrived in the palace of Herod, and when Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had called together all the people, chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, and this is what the prophet has written. Micah the prophet, in chapter 5, verse 2, it says, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, you are a small clan in the city, in the tribe of Judah, but the one who is going to lead Israel is going to come out of you. So that prophecy was interpreted as the Christ the Lord will be born. The Messiah who is going to rule Israel will be born from the tribe of Judah in the family of David. And that one prophecy fulfilled, then the first prophecy in Genesis was fulfilled as the son of a woman or a child of a woman. And then Isaiah's prophecy in 7:14 has fulfilled. In the chapter 7, verse 14 fulfilled, the virgin will be the one who is going to deliver this baby. Now, all these several other prophecies are there concerning the birth of Jesus. And Jesus, as Herod heard this, that he was troubled, he was concerned, he was worried, even the people, where is the one who was born as the King of Jews? And at this question, Jerusalem people, as well as the King Herod, they were in disturbed very much. They were not sure about what this was. But when they checked the prophecies, they found it was what it was, the prophet has been written. So then Herod called the Magi secretly and told them, if you go and find this child, and once you find, come back and let me know, and I will go also worship. But that was not his plan, but his plan was to murder the child. But then we see that the Magi went away another route. They visited and they presented the king Jesus with very special things. So they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense, of myrrh, and in a dream they were told not to go back to Herod. They returned to their country by another route. See, they opened their treasures, presented with the gifts. The gold stands for the king. Kings only receive the gold as the present in those days. And their incenses, and that those are saying the incenses produce a good flavor, good smell, which telling the purity and cleanse, purity of Jesus Christ as he live in this planet. And the myrrh is a burial spice, is speaking about that he will be killed, or he will be dead and he will be buried. So they presented all this, and after this event, the Herod declared to kill all the children in Judea 2 years age and under. And all the children were dying at the same time. Jesus was escaping with his father Joseph and Mary, as the angel have warned them ahead of time. They went to Egypt, as it was told by the angel, and they lived there until Herod's death. And Herod died in AD 4, according to the historian Josephus and other documents, that he died in AD 4, probably by the end of AD 4, and Jesus returned with the parents to Israel. And they chose to live in Nazareth instead of living in Judea. Because Nazareth was another territory of another son of Herod was ruling. But the Judea was ruled by Archelaus, Herod's son. So they did not want to stay there. They wanted to stay away from their area. So that Jesus, when he grew up, his name was called Nazarene because he lived in Nazareth. Nazarene because he lived in Nazareth. And the children were killed at birth of at 2 years age. It was already prophesied by Jeremiah in his chapter 31. It says, the voice heard in Ramah, weeping, great mourning, Rachel weeping of her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. This was because of the murders happened. Rachel at the time was not alive, but she represented the mother of the Judaic children. But she was buried long many years ago. But she was representing a mother at the time of the prophecy. So this prophecy also was fulfilled. Now we know that Jesus Christ was born in this earth to save the sinners and those who believe. Just like Mary believed, she took his birth in her, and we believe that Jesus comes to our heart. So Jesus was the Savior of the world. His name was called Emmanuel. He lived with people. He was born according to the prophecy. Every prophecy fulfilled, and the male Lord richly bless you and have a happy Christmas.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. If you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
NR Salon has moved to a new location, now working out of Miracle on 34th Street, 1320 Southwest 34th Street, Palm City. Their phone number has not changed. It is still 772-283-4974. You will receive the same quality service from Nick and Robin that you expect. Join Nick and Robin at Miracle on 34th Street. You can make your appointment by calling 772-283-4974.